thing is, in Lesotho, many projects are very successful. It's a success case for the Global Fund. Why do you think it worked out so well there?
I think, well, Lesotho is a small country. They were able to actually organize themselves very well, and it's also one of the challenges sometimes when all stakeholders come together that they actually agree to you know, in within the different interests. And in Lesotho, it has also worked well because the Global Fund has provided funds both to the government and to the NGOs. So both areas were able to, you know, both stakeholders were able to implement programs effectively. So I think as long as everyone agrees on what the work should be done, I think Lesotho did a good work on that side.
What I learned about my stay is that there are so many factors, and often really small things you don't think about, that influence the success of a project. So what do you think are the main factors that you need so that a help program can be successful?
Well, I think the importance, it's obviously that they can access the resources, but there has to be political will, and there has to be an openness and involvement, because the way the Global Fund works with through transparency means that you have to be actually dedicated to want to fulfill all those concepts and actually try to make it work and show the actual results, because if there is no results, there is no money. So,
okay, so my last question. You fight specifically malaria, HIV and tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've seen in Lesotho is that, for example, there comes a famine and all the work you've put in for fight against HIV gets, not useless, but it gets really hard, because when they don't have anything to eat, they can't fight the disease.
Right.
So, but you don't put any money in these other programs. You stay focused on the illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
They told us that maybe next year there will be a famine in Lesotho.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you already know that,
right,
and it will affect your program.
Right, yeah. No, and that's an important question, I think, because that's an issue that gets addressed by other organizations. I mean, the mission of the Global Fund is to fight the three diseases. Sometimes we're being asked, why not fight other diseases? Well, these three are the three most deadliest pandemics in the world, and why not a Global Fund for Health? So there is already a lot of discussion about that, but the mission of the Global Fund is the three diseases. So it's not that you can, and at the time, it's also important to realize that the Global Fund also funds packages for malnutrition, or things that are related to PMTCT, like we've seen in Lesotho, and it also funds health system strengthening. So, for example, actually strengthening the health structure in a country to be able to treat AIDS. So it's not that it's also so niche focused, but at the same time, it funds other things that are related. However, there's difficulty in actually being able not being able to fund other things that should be covered by other organizations.